Perhaps you have seen the new film by Kevin Costner, The First Christmas. It aired sometime this past week on ABC. Before the story begins, and he tells the story very well, and there are scholars and pastors commenting throughout the film. Before it begins, Costner wants us to know how he first entered the Jesus story himself, how he became a part of the Jesus story, and what his body remembers. He talks about being in a Christmas pageant in his parish church, and his first role was that he was a shepherd. And he had even a little bit of dialogue. Of course, it was only two words. He was supposed to point and say, "A star." He missed his cue. And so he said the words later in the narrative, bursting in at another part of the gospel. Another year, he was one of the Magi, the kings who bring gifts to Jesus. And he tells us that then and now, he has trouble pronouncing the word frankincense. But in his body, he entered the story of Christmas. This is the season of Jesus' incarnation, of his entering a human body. God in flesh among us. Heaven touching earth in human form. Emmanuel, God with us. The one who draws shepherds and kings is the one who invites us to be a part of that story. Now, I need a little show of hands. How many of you were a part of a Christmas nativity pageant? Oh, good, quite a few. This is great. Does your body remember that? One year in Canada, I asked that question of my congregation, and I was surprised that so many people had not been a king or a shepherd, or an angel, or Mary, or Joseph, or a sheep, or a donkey, or a king. And so the story seemed quite distant to them, a tale observed, but not one that they were a part of, a story that was brought to life beyond them, but not within. One woman said to me, "I always wanted to be the Virgin Mary, but I was never picked." Paying attention to an article written by Ted Loader, author of the classic book, Guerrillas of Grace, we tried a different nativity that year. Because Loader had pointed out that all of the characters in the Gospel of Luke were grown-ups, adults, with the exception, of course, of Jesus. So roles were handed out to adults, and that woman got the part of Mary. Everybody was responsible for their own costumes and props, and children at the end of the nativity play were invited to ask questions of those characters in the story. "Why are you so angry?" asked one child of the innkeeper's wife. "Because it's not right to turn anyone away," she said. "And that makes me angry." I'm wondering how many of those people still have a body memory of that standalone pageant. There are so many ways to enter this story. The story we hear in Luke's gospel. So many of them are an opportunity to find our way to the place where we find joy in a weary world, to the place where light does enter the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. My children remember being a part of Amal and the Night Visitors. And lots of their friends, adults and children, took roles in Barbara Robinson's The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. That's a story where the Herdman children took all the parts in the story, all the main parts that had been given to special kids before. The Herdmans had come to church because they heard that there was food there, and they were hungry. That play has many moments to remember, and more than once, I got to play Gladys. Now, Gladys is the youngest kid in that story, who, at the end of the Nativity play, goes up and down the aisle with a star on a stick, and she smacks people and says, "Hey, unto you a child is born. Hey, unto you a child is born." I love that part. When I give you the Eucharist, I want to say the same thing. Hey, unto you a child is born. I don't know how you remember or embody the Christmas story at your house. I'm curious about your traditions, about your favorite books or movies. Maybe you like seeing the Grinch's heart grow big, or a village of who's that knows how to sing without the presents. Maybe you read Dickens, or Lorenz Graham, or Howard Thurman. Maybe you want to listen to Linus, wrapped in his security blanket, reading from the Gospel of Luke. Some of you wait to put the Christ child in the manger scene until today. And others of you, like what we're doing here, move the kinks. They are at a distance, making their way to Bethlehem. Your body remembers the story, but in a variety of ways. Last week, so many of you shopped for Christmas presents for children in foster care that your bodies became the Magi. You were kings of generosity, sharing the love of God that lives in you. All of these things keep the actions, the ink in this story, wet, alive, and not distant, not just something written 2,000 years ago. Luke's gospel wants us to remember those who seek and those who find, those who live the story, coming among those who live their lives outside, those who are turned away, those who are seeking a place of shelter. Perhaps, like me, you can't get enough of this gospel, this good news, because life can get hard. No matter how Christmas comes to you, I hope your body will remember. This week, Carrie Newcomer, who's a poet and a songwriter, posted a picture of what she calls her wild creche. It seems to get larger every year. It has Mary and Joseph and Jesus and angels and shepherds and kings, but it also includes a lot of figures that were not part of the original story. So I was looking on a small screen on my phone, and I found a dinosaur and a giraffe, some dogs and cats, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger and Eeyore, Mr. Potato Head, Bob Ross, paintbrush in hand, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Aslan, Frodo, Spock, R2-D2, and Amelia Earhart. I gave up after that. Her wild crush gave me joy. It made me smile because her body remembers that this story expands always, catching us as we move through our lives. And that is why we are here together today. We need this story of Jesus coming to us to be living and true and wondrous and holy. We come to Bethlehem to see for ourselves what is happening here. All of our halos and crowns are a bit wonky, and our wings are missing some feathers. All of us forget our lines when times are hard. All of us will miss some cues. But none of that matters, because our hearts are inclined to worship, to adore, to remember that we are a part of this body of Christ. This body remembers. Amen.